Reba McEntire disappointed in Tennessee law protecting children from drag show grooming. By Simon Kent on April 3, 2023. Country music superstar Reba McEntire used an interview to once again disavow an interest in politics and commit herself instead to entertaining her audiences before immediately saying she was disappointed in Tennessee anti-drag laws. Adding God bless them for wearing those heels as a salute to transgender exponents. McEntire sat down with Mikael Wood from the Los Angeles Times for the exchange. After initial pleasantries and a recap of the career highlights for the 68-year-old singer, the topic turned to transgenderism. This is what followed. Q. What do you think about the bill that Tennessee Governor Bill Lee recently signed into law restricting drag performances in certain parts of the state? A. I wish they would spend that much time and energy and money on feeding the homeless children in those two counties. Were you surprised the bill passed? Disappointed. You've been around long enough that I have to assume you've known plenty of politicians in Nashville and in Tennessee. Ever get involved in a race or a campaign? I don't do politics. Never have. My job is to entertain. I'm not there to influence people one way or another how to vote. And yet you know your take on the drag bill is potentially alienating to some in your audience. Boy, why? I mean, we've got a real problem in this country. And to be worrying about men wanting to dress up as women? God bless them to wear those high heels, I feel for them. But let's center our attention on something that really needs attention. The spark for her warm embrace of transgenderism came earlier this year when Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed into law bills that banned sex change operations, cross-sex hormone therapy, and puberty blockers on children who are attempting to transition. In addition to banning drag performances on public property and in the presence of children. As Breitbart News reported, Lee also signed into law a bill that will ban drag performances on public property and in the presence of children. The legislation classifies male and female impersonators as adult cabaret performers, while also banning adult-oriented performances that are harmful to minors. Cabaret performers are themselves defined as topless dancers, go-go dancers, exotic dancers, strippers, and male or female impersonators who provide entertainment that appeals to a prurient interest. McEntire's entry into one of the nation's most controversial subjects comes after years of saying she has no interest in politics or political matters. As Breitbart News reported in 2017, the singer said entertainers should not preach their political opinions to their fans but instead rise above it. She told The View co-host Joy Behar, "If you ever went on a political rant in the middle of your act, what would happen? My fans would be shocked," the two-time Grammy winner said. "I take it this way, they have paid their hard-earned money to come in there and fill a seat, parking, getting something at the concession stand, go and eat before the concert. I am there to entertain them, to take their worries away from them, so when they walk out, they can kind of have a little lift in their step and go, aw, that was such a great break from all the problems I have to deal with during daily life. So I'm not going to give them my political views." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.